Thank you and good afternoon.
谢谢大家，大家下午好。
Our theme for this afternoon's message is forgiveness.
今天下午的信息是关于饶恕。
Without forgiveness, there is no future.
没有饶恕就没有未来。
Without forgiveness, there is no freedom.
没有饶恕就没有自由。
Without forgiveness, there is no recovery.
没有饶恕就没有恢复。
And without forgiveness, there is no healing.
没有饶恕就没有治愈。
When forgiveness is lacking, you entrap yourself in despair and bitterness will contaminate all the good that comes into your life.
缺少饶恕，你就会陷入绝境，并且苦毒会玷污你生命中所有好的东西。
But many ask, in a world with so much pain and so much hatred and so much animosity, is total forgiveness possible?
但是许多人会问，完全的饶恕是可能的吗？在这个世界上有这么多的痛、憎恨和仇恨。
Many believe it's an honorable dream or a theory that can never be reality.
那许多人认为那只是一个高尚的梦想，或者是一个永远都不会成为现实的理论。
Even in the Christian community, some believe something like this.
甚至在基督徒中间，也有人相信这个说法。
Total forgiveness is the best way, but it is far beyond what we can reach.
完全的饶恕是最好的办法，但是它远远超过我们所能做到的。
The best that we can do is settle for something much less.
我们最多能做到的就是一点点的饶恕。
It may make sense to believe that, and indeed you may think that, but it is wrong.
合情合理，但是我们也的确是这么想的，但是这是错误的。
Total forgiveness may be beyond us, but it doesn't mean it's impossible.
完全的饶恕也许是超过我们所能做到的，但它并不意味着不可能。
It only means that we've fallen short of what God has planned for us.
它只意味着我们亏欠了神给我们的计划。
We must understand that forgiveness is a major biblical doctrine.
我们一定要知道，罪的饶恕是一条重要的圣经教导。
The Bible has much to say about God's forgiveness, and there is salvation, and that's where salvation really begins.
圣经用大量的篇幅来讲神赦免我们的罪，因为这就是救赎真正的开始。
Let's consider just a few scriptures that we have.
让我们来思想几处经文。
Psalm 103:12. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.
诗篇一百零三篇十二节，东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
Isaiah says, "You have put all my sins behind your back."
以赛亚书三十八章十七节，你将我一切的罪扔在你的背后。
Again, in Isaiah 43:25, we read that I, even I, am He who blots out your transgressions.
那以赛亚书四十四章二十三节说，唯有我为自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯，我也不纪念你的罪恶。
And for my sake alone remembers your transgressions no more.
我也不纪念你的罪恶。
You will have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot. Micah 7:19 tells us.
弥迦书七章十九节，必在怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下。
Acts 10:43 says, "Everyone who believes on Him receives forgiveness of sins through His name."
使徒行传十章四十三节，凡信他的人，必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
And Paul says in Ephesians 1:7, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace."
在保罗书中，他也说，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，罪得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
The Bible is very clear, and we must be clearly understanding that salvation begins with forgiveness from God.
圣经是非常清楚的，我们也一定要清楚的知道，救赎是从神饶恕我们开始的。
If God would not forgive us, we would all be lost forever.
如果神不饶恕我们，我们就会永远丧失在我们的罪中。
We all would die weighted down under the load of guilt and despair and could never be relieved.
我们都会死在罪的重担和永远都不会被消除的绝望中。
But the Bible has a lot to say about forgiveness.
但是圣经中也说了很多关于饶恕。
That we receive from God and also that we share with others.
我们从神得到，我们也和别人来分享。
In addition to our text in Ephesians 4:32, we also see Jesus' words in Mark 11:25.
除了这一段经文，我们还要思想耶稣在马太福音11:25中的话。
Jesus said, "And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him." So that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins.
你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫他们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
Several scriptural facts are made very clear regarding forgiveness by what Jesus said.
透过耶稣所讲的话，关于饶恕的几处经文都很清楚。
First, it makes it clear that Christianity is supremely a religion of forgiveness.
首先，基督教是极大饶恕的宗教。
This forgiveness begins with God and then comes down to us.
饶恕始于神，然后临到我们。
Second, it tells us God only has one solution for man's problem of sin, and that is the act of forgiveness.
其次，神只有一个解决的方案，去解决人的罪，那就是饶恕。
It makes it clear if we do not accept this solution, there is no other solution offered by God.
如果我们不接受他的解决方案，就没有任何其他的从来自神的解决方案。
Third, we understand from what Jesus said that God Himself has shown us how to forgive others.
第三，神自己已经为我们展示了如何去饶恕别人。
We are simply to do for others what Christ has done for us.
我们要为别人做的，就是神已经为我们做的。
And fourth, we understand from what Jesus said that there's a direct connection between our own spiritual health and our willingness to forgive.
第四，我们属灵的健康和愿意饶恕得罪我们的人有直接联系。
Unforgiveness causes a root of bitterness to spring up, and when a bitterness springs up, we cannot be spiritually healthy.
当我们有苦毒的根在我们里面发芽，我们就不会有属灵的健康。
We should be very clear and have no question about that forgiveness is of the Lord in the same sense that forgiveness starts with God.
我们要知道，毫无疑问，饶恕是从神开始的。
And as we forgive others, the forgiveness of God flows through us to other people.
然后临到我们。既然我们已经被饶恕，饶恕就要传到其他人那里。
This is what Ephesians 4:32 plainly says.
这就是以弗所书4:32所说的。
We are to forgive as God forgives us.
我们要饶恕，就如神饶恕我们。
In this language, we find forgive actually includes the meaning of being gracious to others.
那这个实际上也就意味着说，饶恕实际上是要包括要有恩慈的意思。
It is about forgiveness, but it actually has a much broader concept.
那恩慈是有包含饶恕，实际上它还有更广泛的概念。
Ephesians makes it clear that we are to extend the grace that God has given to us to others.
那以弗所书呢是让我们把恩典给别人，就像神把恩典给了我们。
We who are forgiven, God has showered us with God's grace in Christ.
我们已经是沐浴在神的恩典之中，我们已经被饶恕。
Likewise, we are to give others the undeserving grace and the same outpouring of grace that God has given to us.
同理，我们也要把同样这个满意的这个恩典传给那些和我们一样不配的得罪了我们的人。
The flow of forgiveness can only come from God, but as we receive it, we allow it to flow forth from us.
这个饶恕 这个饶恕的传递呢，只能是从神到我们，再到其他人。
It's simple. Grace to us, grace to others. This is God's plan.
So, 恩典给了我们，我们再把恩典传给他人，这就是神的计划。
But again, we come to the same question. Is it realistic to think that we can actually live this way?
但是呢，这个问题就来了，认为我们可以按照神的计划活吗？可能吗？
Is the standard too high?
这个标准是不是太高了？
Can anyone really live in a fallen world and forgive?
有人真的能在一个这个这样堕落的世界里这样活去饶恕吗？
When Paul says forgiving each other, what does he mean?
当保罗说彼此饶恕是什么意思呢？
Let's consider a few things about forgiveness.
让我们来思考几点关于这个饶恕的事例。
The scripture uses a number of different Hebrew and Greek words to convey this concept of forgiveness.
经文中使用了许多不同的希伯来语和希腊词语来表达饶恕的概念。
One word that is used means to blot out.
有一个词的意思，就是叫做抹去。
In this sense, God erases the records of the sins we've committed.
意思是神抹去了我们的过去的犯罪记录。
Another common Hebrew word means to lift and carry away.
另一个常见的希伯来词就是提起并带走。
This is speaking of the complete removal of our sins from us.
这就是说把我们的罪要完全的去掉。
This is done in the same way that a very heavy burden is removed from us.
那同样重担也要从我们的肩上拿走。
Then there's another word that's used. It says to release from debt, including the punishment of sin that has been concealed.
还有另外一个用作解除债务，是指罪的惩罚被取消了。
Another Greek word that is used simply means to show grace to one who has sinned greatly.
有一个希腊词被用作施恩典给犯了大罪的人。
This word carries the undeserved nature of forgiveness.
这个词呢是本身的含义呢是含有这个有不配的概念。
It is truly a gift of God.
这个饶就是说是这是真正的从来自神的礼物。
Someone has counted 75 different word pictures in Scripture that is used to describe forgiveness.
有人在圣经中已经数出了大概有75个饶恕的这种词语图画。
It seems that God very much so wants us to understand what He means when He speaks of forgiveness.
神想让我们明白他所说的饶恕的意义。
Let's look at a few of these word pictures that the scripture gives us.
那让我们来看几个圣经中的这种词语图画。
To forgive is to turn a key and open a cell door and let the prisoner go free.
饶恕就是转动钥匙，打开监狱的门，让囚犯自由走动。
To forgive is to write a large letters across the debt.Nothing is owed.
饶恕就是在这个欠债的债条上大写的不欠钱。
To forgive is to pound the gavel in the courtroom and declare not guilty.
饶恕就是在法庭上敲着木锤声称说无罪。
Even when the prisoner knows he's guilty, the judge knows he's guilty, and everyone else knows he's guilty, Christ says not guilty.
尽管是这个罪犯觉得是他是有罪的，这个法官也说他是有罪的，每个人可能都是觉得他是有罪的，但是神说你是没有罪的。
To forgive is to shoot an arrow so high and so far that it can never be traced.
那饶恕就是把箭射得又高又远以至于永远都找不到。
To forgive is to bundle up all the garbage and trash and dispose of it, leaving the house clean and fresh.
饶恕就是把所有的垃圾都打包然后扔掉，留下干净清新的房间。
To forgive is to loosen the moorings of a ship and release it unto the open sea.
饶恕就是松开驳船的锚，并且释放到外海。
To forgive is to grant full pardon to a condemned criminal.
饶恕就是批准对一个被指责的犯罪完全赦免。
To forgive is to relax a stranglehold on a wrestling opponent and give them another chance.
饶恕就是放开摔跤的对手的束缚，给他再给他一次机会。
To forgive is like sandblasting a wall of graffiti, leaving it looking new.
饶恕就是用沙子打掉墙上的涂鸦，留下的墙像新的一样。
Whenever we forgive, we consciously, before God, cancel someone's debt.
当我们饶恕，我们就要在神的面前主动地取消债务。
We discard the note and all traces of it with it.
我们就要丢掉这个账本。
We pardon the prisoner.
我们要赦免囚犯。
And we release the offender.
我们也要放开那些冒犯我们的人。
Then it may help us to understand forgiveness by considering and understanding what forgiveness is not.
这也是帮助我们理解饶恕，以理解什么不是饶恕。
Forgiveness is not denying the evil was done.
饶恕不是否认魔鬼的作为。
Neither is it excusing sinful behavior.
也不是为罪的行为找借口。
It's not pretending that something never happened.
或者是假装罪从来没有发生过。
Forgiveness is not removing or covering, denying or covering the pain you've suffered.
饶恕也不是否认或者是掩盖你所忍受的痛苦。
Forgiveness doesn't remove the consequences of a wrong behavior.
饶恕不会去除所有错误行为的后果。
It doesn't excuse or overlook criminal behavior.
它也不会姑息犯罪的行为。
Forgiveness doesn't mean that we give approval to the evil that was committed.
饶恕并不意味着我们同意魔鬼的作为。
We do not forgive by acting as though nothing had ever happened.
我们也不会宽恕那些宽恕他们，就好像什么都没有发生。
Forgiveness is not shown by letting others and subjecting ourselves to continual abuse or pretending we don't hurt.
饶恕也不是说意味着我们这个同意魔鬼的作为，或者是宽恕他们虐待我们。
Forgiveness is different than restoration or reconciliation.
饶恕也不同于和解或者是修复。
Forgiveness is not a magic trick that we use to force others to be our friend again.
饶恕也不是变魔术，用来迫使别人再成为我们的朋友。
Forgiveness is not a tool to manipulate others in confessing what they did that hurt us so greatly.
饶恕也不是一种工具去操纵别人，承认他们所做的极大的伤害了我们。
Forgiveness is a choice and not a feeling.
饶恕是一种选择，不是一个感觉。
God never says forgive them when you feel like it.
神从来就没有说，如果你感觉应该饶恕就饶恕。
Forgiveness is not about our feelings.
饶恕不是关乎你的感觉。
It is a choice that we make to let God help us forgive, even when we don't feel like it, or perhaps don't want to.
饶恕是你做的选择，甚至当你感觉不需要或者是不想饶恕，但是让神帮助你去饶恕。
When you have been deeply hurt, you may never feel like forgiving.
如果你被深深的伤害，你可能永远都不会想饶恕人。
Again, forgiveness is not a choice; it's a decision we make in our heart.
饶恕是一个选择，一个在你心中的选择。
It is a choice to release others from their wrongs that they've committed against us.
饶恕是选择去放过冒犯你的人。
That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, it tells us to love.That love keeps no records of wrongdoings.
这就是为什么哥林多前书十三章五节告诉我们，爱是不计算人的恶。
Forgiveness means letting go of anger and a desire to revenge.
饶恕意味着要放开愤怒和复仇的欲望。
Seen in its true light, forgiveness is an act of mercy toward the offender.
在真光中看到，饶恕是一种以仁慈的行为来对待冒犯者。
Sometimes we hear people say, "He doesn't deserve to be forgiven."
有时我们听人说，他不配得饶恕。
Of course, he doesn't deserve it.
当然他不配。
He doesn't deserve forgiveness. No one deserves forgiveness. We don't deserve forgiveness from God.
啊，他当然是不配的，我们都不配，没有人是配得这个饶恕的。
Forgiveness isn't something we can earn.
啊，饶恕不是赚来的。
If forgiveness could be earned, we wouldn't have to seek forgiveness.
如果一个人能赚得饶恕，我们就不需要去寻求他。
It is a gift of mercy that God first has given us and that we give to others.
饶恕是一个带着怜悯的礼物，你把它送给伤害了你的人。
But in the case of our giving to others, there is a qualifier.
但是当我们把这送给别人的时候，这有一个要注意，有一个得着的人。
It is a gift that we give to others, but it's a gift that remains between us and God.
这个礼物是送给了别人，但是实际上这个礼物是留在了你和神之间。
The offender may never know about it, may never even care about it.
那别人也许永远都不会知道，也不在乎这个饶恕。
But when you forgive, you know you forgive, and God knows you forgive.
但是当你饶恕，神知道，你知道。
And the end result is the change, the way you feel and act toward that other person.
那最后的结果是你对别人的感觉和行事的这个方式的改变。
Many people still persist to say that it's not fair.
啊，有人还会坚持说这不公平。
But forgiveness is not about fairness. Forgiveness is about God's grace.
啊，确实是不公平，因为饶恕不在乎公平，而在乎恩典。
Let's consider how is forgiveness manifested.
啊，那让我们来看看饶恕是怎么来展示的。
The best evidence of forgiveness in your life is that your mind and spirit is set free.
饶恕最好的证据就是你的思想和灵魂啊，能够这个得到解脱。
There is no longer a heavy burden of unforgiveness in your life.
在你的生命中也不再有重担。
One who has a spirit of forgiveness has a free spirit.
啊，一个有饶恕的灵的人就有自由的灵。
He is free from an emotional prison where he must think about the offense day and night.
啊，他不再有情感的监狱，一个日夜思想别人过犯的地方。
He no longer must talk about it or explain how he was wronged.
他也不再没完没了的说和解释他怎样被冒犯。
He is also free from the feeling and need to revenge.
他也会从复仇的情绪中解脱。
Nor must he live any longer in bitterness and anger.
也不会再生活在苦毒和愤怒中。
God has set him free from these emotions.
神已经把他从这些情感这些困惑中解脱出来。
Forgiveness is actually God's love within us responding to those who have wronged us.
饶恕是神对我们的爱，反映在那些冤枉我们的人当中。
Really, only those who have wronged and wounded us are candidates for forgiveness.
只有那些冤枉、冒犯我们的人才是被饶恕的对象。
If we feel the injury was accidental, we simply excuse it.
如果他们意外地伤害到我们，我们可以很容易就去原谅他们。
We only have to forgive those we hold accountable and blame them.
我们只是饶恕那些我们所指责的，说不能够原谅的那些人。
Forgiveness is surrendering our right to get even to God.
饶恕就是放弃我们得到平等的权利。
Every victim is sure that his victimizer deserves to suffer every bit as much as he's made others to suffer.
每一个受害者都确保害人者都应该遭受到至少他给我们的那个带来的痛苦。
But when we forgive, we place the outcome of the matter in God's hands, and often we choose to live with the offense never being made right.
但当我们饶恕，我们就把结果放在神的手中，并且常常选择忍受这个冒犯。
When we forgive, we recognize the humanity of the wrongdoer.
当我们饶恕，我们就看见了人的罪性。
When we've been wronged, it's human to judge and define the person by what they've done against us.
当我们被冒犯，我们常常会通过他所做的一件错事去判断这个人。
How many of us would like to be thought of as the worst thing that we ever did?
Sorry. Can I say it again?
I rejected that.
How many?
That's okay. If we've been betrayed, the total being of that individual is reduced to his betrayal.
如果他背叛了我们，那么我们就会把他所有的一切的都，他所有的都会贬低到他这个不忠诚上。
When we forgive, we begin to see that person who has wronged us as not so much different than ourselves.
当我们饶恕，我们就开始看见冒犯我们的人和我们其实也没有什么不同。
And this is what God does to us.
这就是神所做的。
You see, our sin hides His face from us. And now when we're forgiven, we begin to shine in His righteousness.
我们看到我们的罪呢挡住了我们的这个脸，我们不能见神的面。但是现在呢，我们被饶恕了，我们就会像他一样闪烁着这个公义的光。
Also, God tells us that we wish a wrongdoer well.
我们也希望冒犯我们的人能够好。
We not only surrender our right to get even and revenge him, but we also have a desire for his good.
我们不仅放弃了can you say it again? Sorry, missed that part. Can you say it again?
We not only surrender our right to revenge against him, but we desire good things to happen to him.
我们不仅放弃了报复的权利，我们也希望他一切都好，并且祝福他。
You say that's unnatural.
你认为本不应该吗？
And perhaps it is, and yet this is how God forgives us.
也许是，然而这就是神怎样饶恕我们。
He not only surrenders his right to bring us to punish judgment, he graces us with whatever blessing is right for us.
他不仅放弃了这个惩罚我们的权利，而且他恩典我们，而且祝福了我们。
In conclusion, let's consider a few areas relating to forgiveness over the years that have been confusing to some.
在结论中，就让我们来思考几个一直以来关于饶恕的疑惑。
I've heard it said that to forgive means that you forget.
我听到一个说法说饶恕就是忘记。
The fact is that statement is incorrect.
事实上，这个说法是错误的。
You may forgive an offense, but you may never be able to remove it out of your mind.
你可以饶恕一个冒犯，却不能把它从头脑中除去。
You may forgive an offense, but never be able to destroy the pain that is in your heart.
你可以饶恕一个冒犯，但是呢，你却没办法除去那心中的痛。
Forgiveness is a choice of the mind.
饶恕是一种意志上的选择。
We have other options of our own, but we choose to do it God's way and forgive.
我们有其他的选择，但是我们选择了神的这个神给我们的这个选择就是饶恕。
But it may not always be possible to forget. We have many reminders.
但是我们不是总能忘记这些过犯。
Sometimes the harder we work to forget, the more we remember.
有时候呢，我们越是努力的去忘记呢，但是这个冒犯呢，却还是我们还是记得。
In addition to that, memory sometimes serves as a safeguard.
这除此以外呢，这个记忆呢，它有时候还像一个保护，一个保镖。
When the offender, the forgiven offender is unchanged, our memory will limit opportunity for a repeat offense.
当这个冒犯的人没有改变的时候，我们的记忆呢就会限制重复冒犯的机会。
However, we must refuse to let it control our lives.
但是我们一定要拒绝让这个记忆控制我们的生命。
By God's grace, we can stop the memory from spreading the poison in our soul.
那有神的恩典，我们才能够停止这个记忆扩散这个毒害在我们的灵魂中。
When we, with God, know that we've forgiven, we need not worry about forgetting.
当我们知道我们已经被饶恕了，我们就不需要担心忘记。
Forgiveness is not always an event that is once done and over.
饶恕不是一次做完就完成的事。
We may have forgiven and then see the offender hurting someone else or saying something about someone else in the same way they hurt us.
我们可能看到冒犯者以伤害我们的方式去伤害别人。
That would immediately bring back a test of forgiveness. Do we still forgive?
那我们就会立刻就回到这个饶恕的判断，就说我们真的要饶恕他吗？
We must choose to continue to forgive and give in or give in to the temptation of anger and bitterness and unforgiveness.
我们一定要选择持续饶恕，不然就会陷入愤怒、苦毒和不饶恕的试探。
Forgiveness, more than like an event, is a state of continuous forgiving.
饶恕有时是一种连续饶恕的状态。
We also need to understand that forgiving doesn't always bring about reconciliation.
饶恕不总是带来和解。
All Christians would certainly prefer this happy ending.
所有的基督徒都当然喜欢和解这个好的结局。
But in the world we live in, we often have to put up with less than what we really would want.
但是常常呢，在实际中呢，我们常常就不会有和解。
Sometimes the offender would not want to be reconciled.
那有时候呢，这个冒犯者呢，他就根本就不想和我们和解。
They may not have any interest in the grace that has changed us.
他们也许对改变我们的这个恩典根本就没有兴趣。
Though we forgive them, that doesn't necessarily change them.
尽管我们饶恕了他们，但是他们却不会改变。
Thus, if he is reunited with us, he is likely to offend again, and even worse.
就即使他和我们重归于好了，但是他还会再冒犯我们。
Forgiveness is something that happens in our heart with God.
饶恕是发生在我们的心里，是从神那里来的。
There cannot be any reconciliation without forgiveness, but there can be forgiveness without reconciliation.
没有饶恕就没有和解，但是没有和解却会有饶恕。
Jesus teaches us that forgiveness is about us and not about the offender.
那耶稣也教导我们说，饶恕是我们自己的事，不是冒犯者的事。
It is relating to our relationship with God.
它关联到我们和基督的关系。
We forgive all the offenses simply because God has forgiven us and Christ commands us to forgive others.
我们饶恕所有的冒犯，单单是因为神已经饶恕了我们，他命令我们也要去饶恕别人。
It is strictly an act that is between us and God.
这单单就是我们和我们的神之间的事。
And has nothing to do with the offender, but all about us and God.
这跟这个冒犯者是没有关系的，那就是我们和我们的神之间的关系。
The offender may not ask or even want our forgiveness.
冒犯者可能不要求或者是不需要我们的饶恕。
The offender may not even acknowledge his wrong.
他甚至可能都不承认他的错。
But we forgive because of the love of God that is shed abroad in our heart and the grace of God that is shed upon our lives.
我们饶恕，因为神的爱在我们心中，神的恩典庇护我们的生命。
Thank you.
谢谢。